how is Krishna the enjoyer of those sacrifices which are done without knowing the purpose? So yeah, when Krishna says, I am the enjoyer, that is more to inform us that we should know that he is the enjoyer. See, ahami sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natumam abhijananti tatve natashyavantite. 9.24 states that I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, and those who do not know this, tatve natashyavantite, they fall away. So the point is that it is, see, Krishna at one level is Atmara, he is self-satisfied. So he doesn't need any sacrifices also for his enjoyment. But when it is said that he is the enjoyer of the sacrifices, that means that we should be doing them for his pleasure, knowing that he is the goal. And if we don't know that, then we will fall away. And that is the thrust of that verse also. In the other verse, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surudam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Muchyati. So these two verses, they talk from same point from two different directions. Here it says that if we know Krishna as the enjoyer, then we will attain peace. That's what 5.29 says. 9.24 says, if we don't know Krishna as the enjoyer, we'll fall away. So the point is that our knowing that Krishna is the enjoyer, that is what will make our sacrifice purposeful. So Krishna doesn't need anything for his enjoyment. Krishna is actually pleased in the spiritual world, self-satisfied by his own nature, and is ecstatic with his devotees. When he accepts some sacrifices, that is simply to give us an opportunity to serve him. Naivat manah prabhurayam nijalaba kuruno manam janadad vidusha karuno vrinite. That actually when people offer him something, he accepts it out of mercy on them. Karuna vrinite. So he is purna. So actually when Krishna is the enjoyer, that means that we should understand him to be the enjoyer and do sacrifice with that knowledge. Does that answer your question? Any other questions?